Learning Masechtas Pesachim Daf Samach Beis Zimin Aleph. The Gemara is in the middle of the Machlokes Rav Chisda and Rabba, that the Gemara started off the case with Shachtu L'mulam Nashi Yischabe B'Areilim Mizrika. It shechted the Karban Pesach for Mulim Amnashi Yischabe B'Areilim Mizrika, and the Gemara brings the Machlokes Rabba and Rav Chisda had to learn up the Braisa, if the Braisa is coming to tell you that the Psul of Areilim is Dafka B'Shchita not Mizrika, that's you learn it from Zayis or Fakert, the heter of Mixus Areilim, Mulim Areilim together, that heter is Dafka Shchita not Zrika. Zrika is more chomer, and the Mela will have a problem even by Zrika. That's what the Gemara said on Samach Aleph Amid Beis. And Rav Ashi didn't like it. Rav Ashi says, no, you learn that from Zayis that Mixus Areilim doesn't passel, and there's no difference Shchita and Zrika. So Rav Ashi said, if Chisda and Rabba argument this pasuk, because it's Venitz Loy Lechaper Olav, Olav Loy Al Chaveri, Rabbi says, Chaveri Dumi Didei, just like he's a Bar Kapara, Chaveri has to be a Bar Kapara, and Oral is not a Bar Kapara. And if Chisda says, you need a Bar Kapara, but Oral is called a Bar Kapara because Hayoli Boyim Misaka Nafshei. Adkan the Gemara. So Rashi says like this. Rashi says that there's two psalm we're dealing with. We're dealing with, there's a psul called Arelim, but that's only when they're Menuyim. When the Menuyim, you'll have a psul Arelim. And when the Menuyim, Zakt Rashi, Lekuli Alman Apostle. Because we pask in there is Machsheves Arelim Bezrika. However, you learned the Gemara before, if it's because you did a Shechit Amanas Lizrek, is it because it's Sheyes Schaper by Arelim, like we had in the previous year. But there is a Machsheves Arelim Bezrika. But the Arelim are not Menuyim. Since the Arelim are not Menuyim, so Mela, what is the issue? The issue is Shinui Bailim. The issue is Shinui Bailim. And the Mela, the question is there going to be a psul of Shinui Bailim by Arelim because they're not Mechuyiv Kapara Kamaisa? Or Hailu Bai Masak and Afshi, that's considered Mechuyiv Kapara Kamaisa. And so Rashi says. So Bekevega says, it's Chayitz Apel, effective Bekevega. He has his Kashim. And he writes about the kasha Hashem Yor Einai, which is the most chomedik kasha. You know, we have, Kivega gives a rating for each kasha. It's a tzarechiyin sas, a tzarechiyin, a tzarechiyin gadol. Hashem Yor Einai is the highest one. He says he doesn't understand it all. There's two psulim we're dealing with. There's a psul called Shaloi Lishma, Shinu Kaidish and Shinu Bailim, the psul of Shinu Bailim. Yeshach the Pesach Shaloi Lishem Bolov. That's the psul of Shaloi Lishma. Pesach has the psul of Shaloi Lishma. Kol zoch mishizu Shaloi Lishma k'sherim ela she'ol v'alam shem chay v'chutz v'na Pesach v'achatas is the psul of Shaloi Lishma. And for Shinui Bailim, you need a t'nai of roi l'kapar k'maisei, like the Gemara says. And then we have a shayl, does Aral meet the t'nai? But there's another psul called Shaloi Lemnuya. Just like it's the psul of Arelim, Rashi and Taisus are not mechal between Arelim and Shaloi L'Eichlov. It's all one psul. If you shech the Karban Pesach for someone who can't eat it, and now the Gemara is being mechadesh who adin a sheichet al menasa schape by Arelim Mizrika, however you want to learn why that doesn't go into the cloud of emach sheves eichle Mizrika, is it because it's a shechit al menasa lizrek like the reholds? Is it because it's leskape like the Rivam says? But whatever the pshat may be, but there is a psul of shloi l'eichlev when you sheichet al menasa lizrek. Now here, there's two reasons why he can't eat the Pesach. First of all, he's Eina Menuyev. And second of all, he's an Aron. But the bottom line is, he's Shalei La'ichlov. What's the difference if you have one psul or two psul? If one reason why he can't eat it, or two reasons why he can't eat it. Let's say someone is both an Aron and a Tummy together. Let's say he's a Chayla and a Zakein and an Aron and a Tummy. Say he's a Shalei La'ichlov. What's the difference how many reasons there are? Say he happens to be Shalei La'ichlov, that's also an issue of Shalei La'ichlov. How could that make it that you don't have the psul of Shalei La'ichlov? As a vector, b'kivegin is Hashem Yareinai. Now really, it would seem that this is Taisus' kasha. The Taisus the Yomaskel Kilesle L'kula. The end of Taisus is Tema. The Hashtar of Ashi Mechsheves Arilam Nuyum L'kuli Yama Pasul. If you do a Mechsheves Arilam that are Menuyim, it's Pasul L'kuli Yama, at Bezrika. U'kashayinim Menuyim, when they're not Menuyim, Se'ikam and the Mechshev. That's a Mechlegis Rabbin of Chista. And the Svar would stand punkvaket, the hashtag, Shainim in the Pasakoshke b'minuyim. So it's very interesting. The Marshal says, take this out. That's why it's in parentheses. The Marshal says, take it out. It's not a kasha b'chlal. Must be some Talmud Torah you put it in. The Marshal says, no, it's a good kasha. The kasha is like this. If this is the way the Marshal describes the kasha. If there's a psula arelim, and the psula arelim apply to arelim, that's menuyim, so koshkein, the psula should apply to arelim, that's ena menuyim. Why would the fact that the arelim are not menuyim, why would that make him worse? Koshkein, it should apply to arelim that are not menuyim. And McVeigh says, it's really a little bit more than that. Since the psula shaloi la'echlov, and shaloi la'menuyim also are shaloi la'echlov, so just because you have two reasons for shaloi la'echlov, how does that make it that you don't have psula shaloi la'echlov, the pella? But similar to the Marsha, just the Marsha is just stressing that if Arelim Menuyim is a psul, so Arelim Shenimim Kolshkin is a psul. And McVeigh is saying, you don't have to make a Kal V'chaimim. You have a psul of Arelim, you have a psul of Enim Menuyim, you put them both together, you have the same psul. Why not? The whole psul is because they can't eat. So what's the difference? How many reasons why you can't eat? As they think that McVeigh blames Hashem Yorin. But the Tzlach says a teretz. He says a teretz to Tosis Kasha. The Tzlach says like this. Notice the hanocha of the Kasha of Kvega is that Shaloi Lemnuyev is another form of Shaloi La'echlov. There's one din. There's a din, Ishlefi Achlov, you have to Shech the La'echlov, that's Shaloi La'echlov. And there are four reasons why someone might not be able to eat the Karban Pesach. Either he's a Shaloi La'echlov, he's a Chayel Zak and physically can't eat it, or he's a Shaloi Lemnuyev, he's not money on the Karban Pesach. Or he's an Aral, or he's a Tamim. But the Gemara before is mashma a little differently. There are two psukim the Gemara brings. The Gemara brings a mixus nefashis to tell you that you need lumnuyev. And the Gemara brings ishlefi achli to tell you eichlav. Zak tetzlach, it's two different psukim. And einachanam, Taisus and Rashi both hold that shaloi lo eichlav includes chayil and zakein, includes Aral, includes Tami. It's one big din. We said earlier the Rambam holds Aral is a different din, but Rashi and Taisa holds all one din. All one din. But Shaloi Lemnuyev is not. Shaloi Lemnuyev is a Tzeita din. See, he said like this, Ishlefi Achlei Techaisu, which teaches you Shaloi La'echlev, it's talking about Eichlem or Shaloi La'echlem that are Menuyim. We're talking about Yedin Amichsus Nefashis, Ishlefi Achlei Techaisu, that the Menuyim have to be Eichlem. And if they're not Eichlem, then it's possible to shecht it to them. See, Tzlach doesn't say this. The Chayetz Meduik a little bit in the Gemara before, when the Gemara brings down the din of Arul in the Brayse, it says, Yachol Yifsel B'nei Chabura Aban Imay. And we're talking about Machshava, and he has to be Menuyim. So that's a Tanai. You want to passel it out Shaloi La'echlav, they have to be Menuyim. Now there's another din of Shaloi L'Menuyim. But the Shaloi L'Menuyev, where was the Torah? It was talking about people that are Bar Achila. A Bar Achila has to be money. If you want to pass out Shaloi L'Menuyev, he has to be Royal Achila. So if it's all one big din of Shaloi L'Echlav, it could make effect Eisen. There's no teretz to the Kasha. It's just two sivis for the same din. But if it's two separate dinim, there's a din of Shaloi L'Echlav which only applies to Menuyev. And there's a din of Shaloi L'Menuyev which only applies to people who are Bar Achila. So, Mel, if you happen to be both an Eina money and an Eina Bar Achila, you know, Pasul. Now, if you're going to ask a Kasha, but what's a Svara Shabbai? Right? This is the way the Masha asks the Kasha. Yeah, but why should it be that way? Why should it be that Eichlem only Pasul when they're Menuyim and Bilti Menuyim, Shalei Lemnuyim, only Pasul when they're Royal Achila? Why wouldn't it be worse if you have all these things together? So Rav Chanan zakt the svar of Bissel. Rav Chanan explains the Gemara in Zvachim says a klal l'gabi this the mina machrev the lam mina le'machrev says mash by shalei l'shmai he's do l'shem a different carbon so that's mina so that's machrev if you do l'shem chulin it's lam mina it's le'machrev and I understand the svar like this you want to put in another psul like we said and that makes it ois l'shmai. That's how we explained it in previous year. You have a carbon which is L'Shem Pesach no matter what you do. But you put in L'Shem Shlomim, and now it's Tzerasa V'tzida. There's a Shlomim here also. Well, if the Shlomim is on the same line, on the same wavelength as the Pesach, so you want to know which carbon is this? L'Shem, which carbon is it? It's not L'Shem Pesach because it's L'Shem Shlomim also. So now I don't see L'Shem Pesach as much. it's not really fully L'shem Pesach. But if you say L'shem Chulin, that's a different wavelength. Which carbon is it? A Pesach, only. I put in L'shem Chulin, that's a completely different thing. That's not going to stare the L'shem Pesach. Alderim says Shinui Bailam. I have a Bailam, I have to shach L'shem Bailam. It's always going to be L'shem Bailam. Unless I put in another Bailam. I put in another Bailam, so it's Atzerosa B'tzidai. So who is it L'shem? It's L'shem a different person. But that's only if the person's in the ballpark. He's Minoy Machrim. He's a royal Gapar. He could have been him. Happens not to be him. So Mamela, he stares. Mashagin, if the guy has no shaykhs to the carbon, so what do you mean it's Fim? It doesn't make any sense. Not Fim. So Mamela lav Minoy Machrim. So Aldera says that Yobachanan is a pshat here. The Pesach has to be Lemanuyev. You do it Shaloy Lemanuyev, you're staring. But only when the Shaloy Lemanuyev have epis shaykhs. They could eat the carbon Pesach. They just happen not to be money. If the Shleilim Nuyev have no shaykhs, so it's not called Shleilim Nuyev. These people have no shaykhs to being Menuyev. They love Mina, they love Mina, they machrev. And also by La'ichla. You have to do a La'ichla. Shleilim La'ichla is a shter. But that's when the Shleilim La'ichla have a shaykhs there. They're Menuyev. If the Shleilim La'ichla are not even Menuyev, so they have no shaykhs. They love Mina, they love machrev. They won't stare the carbon Pesach. That's how Abachanan explains. That'll be Miyashiv, Rabbi Kreger, and seemingly Taisus is Kasha. Now this is Rashi's pshat and Taisus, that the Gemara switched from the Machshava of Arelim, of Shloi Lo'echlov, to a new din of Shinui Bailam. That's where Rashi switched it. But the Rambam, Lamais, the Rambam says like this, the Rambam says, Nilchus Korban Pasach Perek Beis Lo'echlov, Shachtu l'mulim v'zarek damam l'shem mulim ve'arelim is possible. Shazrika chamura sheikara carbon. So he brings this din, shachtu l'mulim and v'zarek damam l'arelim, and the din is that it's possible, but not only it's possible, but even mixes arelim passels. So that sounds like he's passing like the first lashon in the Gemara, like a chista. He doesn't bring anything about Ravashi. He doesn't bring any chilik if the arelim are menuyim or not menuyim. So the Rambam says, what do you mean? Rav Ashi says there's no chilek shkita and zricha. Both of them mixes doesn't pass. Why don't you pass them like Rav Ashi? Rav Ashi is the basra. You're passing not like Rav Ashi. Rav Ashi said, loishna shkita, loishna zricha, mixes doesn't pass. And you're saying mixes passes by zricha, like the Gemara originally said, Rav Chista. So the Kasef Mishnah, and the Lecha Mishnah, and the Marie Kurkis, they all learned that the Rambam doesn't pass them like Rav Ashi. They give reasons why the Rambam doesn't pass like Rav Ashi. He passes like the beginning of the Gemara. But there are kama achreinim that say no. The Rambam learned Rav Ashi different than Rashi and Tosfos, and the Rambam is really passing like Rav Ashi, and there are different ways to say it. We can't be ma'arech about all the pshatim, but we're going to say of at least the Chedusha ben Chaim Alevi l'Rambam. And this is a hemshech to the Rav Chaim we said in the previous shiur. Rav Chaim we said in the previous shiur said that the Rambam shita is that any time you shecht shalei la'eichlov, well, Arelim, well, Tmein, then Memela Shalaylam Nuyev. Every Shalaylam Echlov is a Shalaylam Nuyev. If a person can't eat a carbon Pesach, he's not money on it. He brings the Gemara Nayin Test that says that. You can't be money on a carbon Pesach if you can't eat it. It's Mafkia Yaminu. You're not on this carbon Pesach if you can't eat. You're Pasul. You can't be Yates to the carbon Pesach if you can't eat. So what do you mean you're money? You're not considered money on the carbon Pesach, Bechal. That's like Jebchai. That's a Shita Saramba. So Meir Lefiza, what's Rav Ashi saying? Rav Ashi is saying like this. The Machlokes, Rav Chista and Rabba, by the case of Shachtu L'mulim, Rashi Skav by Arelim, is not a Machlokes in Hilchus Shalei La'eichlov, Hilchus La'arelim. It's a Machlokes in Hilchus Shinui Bailam. Because you always, when you're dealing now with Zrika, you always have to reckon with the Shinui Bailam aspect. Because every time you have a Shloi La'echlov, these are also going to be Shinui Bailam. Because someone who's a Shloi La'echlov is by definition not a Bailam on the Karban Pesach. Not us. The reason why there wouldn't be a din of Shinui Bailam is because he can't be a Bailam. And if he can't be a Bailam, he's not a Mechuyev Kapara Kamaisai. But that's by, let's say, a Chayla or a Zakein or a Tamei which can't be Matar himself. But an Arl which could Mal, that's the Mechuyev of Chistin Rabba. Rav Chista holds, he is considered a chiv kapari, by a masak and afshe. So what Rav Ashi did was, he changed the sugya. He said, you think the machlekes is about arelim? About machsheves arelim? No. Rav Chista and Rabba agree that there can be machshavas areilim. The machlekes is b'negeya shinei v'ilim. He says, so why taka don't you have machshavas areilim? So he says, because maybe we're talking about mixas areilim. Mixas areilim doesn't pass the according to Ravashi. But the point is, the case is mixas areilim. Mixas areilim mitzad areilim doesn't pass. That's where Ravashi came and said. Mitzad the din of shachtel areilim, then mixas areilim doesn't pass. But mitzad the din of shinei v'ilim, then it could pass. But for shinei v'ilim, you need mechuyev k'varei k'maisa. And that's the machlekes of Chisna Rabba, specifically by Arul, if that's mechuyev k'varei k'maisa. As Isaac Reb Chaim. So Kumta is according to the Rambam, it's mamish not negay if you're money or not money. Anyway, not money. You're always not money. And vice versa, according to the Rambam, there's a psul of shleil ha'echlov even though you're not money. Not like Rashi that says shleil ha'echlov is dafka by menuhim. No. Even when not money is a psul of shleil ha'echlov. Because you're always not money. But there's also a psul of shinei v'ilim, but for that you need mechuyev k'varei k'maisa. Normally shleil ha'echlov is not mechuyev k'varei k'maisa. By Arul, Liboy, Misak, and Afshi, according to Rav Chisda, makes a Mechuyev Kapara Kamaisa. As always, at Reb Chaim, and the Mikdash Dav is very interesting. David Rappaport, in his Kunjas Minyan Kachim, Simadal, I suppose, is Mechavim to El, the whole shtickle. Says it more of a kitzer. Now, the Shaila is Fakert. How do we learn Rashi now? Rashi is Mefurish, Rashi here, and Rashi even more Mefurish in Dav Samach Aleph, the Divim Asa Kamisha Ein Lei Balam. He says Mefurish. That Shloi La'echlov is not Shini Balam. Why is Shloi La'echlov not Shini Balam? The Menuyim Eim Alakarban. As I state in Rashi. That Shloi La'echlov is not Shini Balam because the Shloi La'echlov is told by the Menuyim on the Karban. So you see in Rashi that they're considered Menuyim on the Karban, even though they're in the Royal Achila. So you see, Rashi doesn't hold of this Yisayin that the fact that you're in the Royal Achila makes you ois money on the Karban. So Reb Chaim addresses that too, and the Mikdash David. Reb Chaim doesn't say it in Rashi, he says it in the Rach, he has that Gemara in Ayin Tes about Shachtu Shalei Lo'echlov, Shachtu Shalei Lo'echlov, and Nizuk Dami Shalei Lo'echlov, a Pesach Kasher, and the Rach is Gersh Adam Yetzi Dechavasim a Pesach. You see that Shalei Lo'echlov is not a problem of Shinu Balam. The Shaila is, why not? Why do you say he's not considered money on the Karban Pesach? So Reb Chaim says this shtickle. Reb Chaim says that by every carbon there's a din bailam on the carbon. The makdish, the miskaper, he's the bailam. By carbon pesach, there's an extra din. We spoke about it, Shane the Brisky. Reb Chaim is saying it a drop different. By carbon pesach, there's a new din. Besides the din bailam, there's also a din of being a money. You have to be ein pesach nishal l'mnuya. You have to be a money. Bailam is not enough. You have to be money on the pesach. It's a different din. Now, it's true. Once is a din minu by carbon pesach, if you're not money, you're not a bailam. So nimnim umayshim esedeim, let's say you makdish a carbon pesach. And then you decide, oh, I'm ois money, right? It says nimnim umayshim esedeim, achinishchat. We had that Gemara before. So you could be ois money. If you're ois money, you're ois bailam. If you're not a money, you're not a bailam. Then if you shechta for somebody who was originally on this carbon pesach and now he's not, of course that's shinu bailam. But zayt Reb Chaim, that's when you leave. When you're not money, so you're not a bailam. But let's say you're money. The reason why your minu doesn't work is because you're not an eichel. But if you would be an eichel, the minu would work. You're money, you're there. It's just the minu doesn't count because you're not an eichel. So there you could see two svaras. You could say like the Rambam, okay, so that's it, you're out. You're not an eichel. So mele you're not a money. So mele that you're a bailam. But you could say if you want, that mitzad din bailus, you're there. Mitzad din money, you're not, because money have to be able to eat. But mitzad din bailus, you're there, it's not called shinu bailam. That's Reb Chaim Shtickle. The Mikdash David also says, Mechavim HaMashkein like Reb Chaim Shtickle. So that's a machlokes here, the Rambam and Rashi. The Rambam holds, the way Reb Chaim's learning in the Mikdash David and others, that any time you're a loyla eichlov, you're aral, you're a tamei, your ice money, and it will be shinei v'ilim. And that's pshat in Rav Ashi. But the Rashi goes, no. If you're a money, you're a v'ilim. The fact that you're ice money because you can't eat it doesn't make you ice v'ilim. So mel v'chalukim, like we said. When you're a money, so there's no shinei v'ilim, but then there's a problem of shlei l'eichlov. When you're not a money, then there's no problem of shlei l'eichlov because you're not a money, but then there'll be a problem of shinei v'ilim. Now the shaila is like this. Rashi before was mashma. that the reason why a chaylev is zaken shalayla eichlev is no shini baum is because they're money. What if the chaylev is zaken wouldn't be money on the Karban Pesach? Rashi and Daf Samach Aleph, the Ramasal Kamish Shein Leibalim, is mashmid would be a problem of Shini Baalim. Ferksach the Kasha, what happened to the din that you need Mechuyiv Kapara Kamaisai? And even Rav Chista says by Oral it's called Mechuyiv Kapara Kamaisai, but that's only Ibayim Mesakin Afshay. A Chayla and Zakin is no Ibayim Mesakin Afshay. He has no power to Mesakin Afshay. So a Chayla and a Zakin, why wouldn't he be called an Enuila Kapara? So Lahuri can answer, because Davka by Oral, it's Mechusa Maisa, like the Gemara says. That's why you don't say Hayel. Could be by Chayla and Zakin, it's not Mechusa Maisa, so the Kuliyami would say Hayel. Chesish. But I see the Stifle was very bothered by this Kasha. The Stifle wanted to say a Teretz like this. We spoke about this far before, but again, another didn't. That the Pshat's like this, even without Hayel, the fact is, the Chayla and the Zakin is Mechuyiv to being a Karban Pesach. They're a bar havas karban pesach. What's the problem? They can't eat. That's a chsar nechatimsa. What if someone doesn't have a behema and he can't bring a karban pesach? So you're going to say he's not mechuyev kapara kamaisa? He's an einus. They're an einus on the mitzvah karban pesach. But that's not cool that they're not bar karban pesach. So why is an oral different? So zak this type, because an oral, the pshan is possible for a karban pesach. A chayel and a zakin is not possible for a karban pesach. A chayil and zaken can bring a karban. The gav is ready for a karban pesach. The problem is the chsar nechatimsa. A oral is possible for a karban pesach. So he says, very interesting. He says, the svara that we said before, that the pshat is that even milas chareva avadav is ma'akiv someone from a karban pesach. So koshke, milas atzmai. A oral, since he has to do a bris mila, if you have to do a bris mila on your son, you can't do a karban pesach. So koshke, you have to do a bris mila on yourself. So, why do we need the din of Shalayla Eichlov? Rashi compares Arl to Shalayla Eichlov. Why do we need that for? Typically, stop it. Arl can't bring a Karban Pesach Batsim. He's an Arl. He has to do a bris mila. So he said before the Teretz. Because we're talking about an Arl that's Mesu Echa Machmas Mila. The Arl is Mesu Echa Machmas Mila. So, Mel, the din of Mila Scharif Shavadav is Ma'akiv is Dafka when you could do the Mila. When you're Einus on a Mila, it's not Ma'akiv. So an oral is also an innocent amila. So it wouldn't be ma'akev. What's ma'akev? The fact that he can't eat. Zakt, the stipler, but in our Gemara, we can't be talking about an oral that's mesu echa machmas mila. That can't be the case in the machalikas rabbi and Avchisa that we're discussing Shini Bailam. Because Avchisa said, Ibayim asak and afshe. Ibayim asak and afshe means he could do a bris mila. If it's mesu echa machmas mila, so he can't do a bris mila. What do you mean, Ibayim asak and afshe? Must be that this an Arl is an Arl b'mezid. Ah, an Arl b'mezid? So you don't have to come on to the fact that he's not a barachila to paslam. He's not pasl. He's not pasl. So that's why he's not a mechuyev kapara kamaisa. He's not pasl for a karban pesach. Mitzad the gavra, not mitzad of sar nechatim. So the gavra is not a bar karban pesach mechlal. So memela, that's a mechuyev kapara kamaisa. By chayil of zaken, Rashi is not a problem with chesuk barak ma'aser. It would be a din of shinu ba'ilam. Why? Because they're mechleiv in a karban pesach. They're barak karban pesach. It happens to be they're einus. They can't do it. But that doesn't make them that they're not a mechleiv barak ma'aser. An oral is different. An oral, the gavra mitzad atzma in the chepsa. The gavra is a mensch that's possible from karban pesach because he didn't do a bris mila, and the male. That's why he's not a mechleiv barak ma'aser. So the stipler goes back to with this inyan. The stipler brings a kasha from the Mikdash David a little bit earlier in the Siman Dalet Eis Aleph that the Gemara says that an Arul is a Eina Mechuyiv Kapar, right? So the Shaila is a Gemara in Taf Samach Tesam and Aleph Arul Shloimol Einish Karis. It says to Zay, if you have an Arul, so you'll say he can't bring a Karban Pesach. So is he Chayiv Karis when I bring Karban Pesach? The Gemara says he is. He's not, he's Chayiv Karis when I bring the Karban Pesach. Why? I couldn't, he's an Arul, he could. He could do a Mila. So the fact that you didn't do a Mila is a pshat that you, a Mevatul Naseh of Karban Pesach. So the Chayiv state in Dem Gemara, that Arul is just as Mechuyiv in Karban Pesach as anyone else. I can't, he could. He could do a Mila and do it. So Mela, even though he's an Arul, it's not the pshat till he does a Mila, not the pshat, he happens to be Mechuyiv do a Mila. But until he does a Mila, he's not Mechuyiv in Karban Pesach. So right now, he's not going to get an Einish when I bring Karban Pesach. No. You're Mechuyiv to bring Karban Pesach. You're Mechuyiv to do the Mila and bring the Karban Pesach. That's stating the Gemara in Daf Samach Tes. So if Shaila is, so why is he Ein Mechuyiv Kapara Kamaisi? He's Mechuyiv. He's Mechuyiv. So Zark the Mikdash David Weistais, that to be called a Mechuyiv Kvar Kamaisa is not a question if you Mechuyiv or not. The question is, will it work? Could you Bepayel bring it? Could you Bepayel bring the carbon? Avadi is Mechuyiv, but Bepayel, they can't bring the carbon. That's not called Mechuyiv Kvar Kamaisa if he Bepayel can't bring the carbon. As I state in the Gemara. Oh, so what's there? Right? So Chiddush, Mechuyiv Kvar Kamaisa doesn't mean if he's Mechuyiv, and I was also Mechuyiv. Mechuyiv Kvar Kamaisa means, could he go Bepayel bring the carbon? So Tver is, the Gemara in Zvachim Dav Zayin says, if you shech the chatos, l'shem somebody, it's not mechuyev chatos, it is called shinui ba'alam. Why? Because the chatos is not only mechaper and chayev krisus, the chatos is mechaper and aseis, and everyone has an asei which he needs kapara. Everyone, at a certain point, missed the mitzvah's asei which needs a kapara. So mainly it's called mechuyev kapara, even though a chatos primarily is mechaper chayev krisus, and this fellow doesn't have a chayev krisus in mechaper, but he has an assay, so that's called mechuyev kapara kamaisa. In fact, the mikdash dava, but he can't bring a chatas. If you didn't eat chaylim or dam or whatever other chayev krisus, chol shabbos, arayis, if you didn't do any of that b'shegeg, you can't bring a chatas. So, mainly, even though the kapara would work, in mechuyev kapara, you have an assay, but there's no way you can bring a chatas. The only way you can bring a chatas is if he did a chayv krisus. He didn't do a chayv krisus. So how can it be called a mechuyev kapara? If mechuyev kapara means that he has something to be miskapara like an assay, so aramos is mechuyev kapara in Pesach. Elamai mechuyev kapara means he could go bring it, so someone who's not mechuyev chatas can't bring a chatas, even though he has an assay. As an effect of mikdash David. He vibes shver. So like the stipler, I don't hear the kasha. You know what mechuyev kapara kamaisa means? It means that the carbon will work for him. It doesn't mean that he could bring the carbon like you brought a rayon. Someone who's not mechuyev chatas can't bring a carbon chatas. But it doesn't mean that he's mechuyev to bring the carbon that we have in the case of Aro. An Aro is mechuyev to bring the carbon, but he's not called a mechuyev kvarkamaisa because he can't bring the carbon. But what does it mean? It means someone who the carbon will work for him. Even if he can't bring the carbon, but theoretically this carbon will work for him. Someone is mechuyev in asei. A chatas works for him. It will be mechapin's asei. He happens to be, he can't bring the carbon, that doesn't matter. But the carbon will work for him. An aral, a pesach, won't work for him. He's a gavrin, and a pesach won't work for him. That's why he's not called a mechuyev kapara. So he also writes this in Masech Tzvachim Siman Zayin. There he says a shein of art. He said, we had earlier in the Gemara the four chalukim between Shina Kaidish and Shina Bailim. Right? It was Psula Begufay, and Yeshlem Dal Navaydis, and Eina Lachamisa, and Eina Betziva Kibayachit. That we say that Shina Bailim, by Shina Kaidish is even by a carbon tzibur. Carbon tzibur has a din of Shina Kaidish. Shina Bailim is not by a carbon tzibur. Why is it not by a carbon tzibur? So Rashi there says, because the whole Klal Yisrael is the Bailim. Who are you going to be Mishana to? You're going to say, I'm bringing this carbon seed for this Talmud for this person. He's also the Bailam. Anyone you give Mishan to is going to be the Bailam. So Mamela, you have no person in Klai Yisrael, it's not the Bailam. Elamai to a guy. As I affect Rashi. Elamai to a guy. But the problem is, you need Mechuyev Kapara Kamaisa. As I zak the Gemara there. So affect the stipend of Fiyar Havana here. That it doesn't mean he has to be able to bring the carbon. We said that someone who, a chatas that shecht and someone not mechuyev the chatas, since the kapara would theoretically work for him, so mele it is that way. So a guy, a carbon oil works for a guy, an eidim, the dharma, the davaski Yisrael, they can bring a carbon oil. So why is he not called a mechuyev kapara? And the fact that he's not mechuyev in this tamid, and a chatas also is not mechuyev in the chatas, but the problem with the vart is that the gavra is chazi, it works for him. So how come you won't say by a guy that it should work for him? So Zak the Stifle, he says a few through it, so basically he says that a guy, karbanas don't work for guyim. They can bring karbanas, but they're not miskapa with them. They can be neither nadiv karbanas, they can bring gifts to Hashem. Just like a Yisrael that brings something to better kabayas, it's not mechapa for him, he brings it to Hashem, it's a karban, it's a dairin. The same thing a guyim can bring the dharma and the davas, but they don't get a kapara. I think he brings the Chazanish. The Chazanish says that it's a vart because kachim of Goyim are a different, totally different sug than kachim of Eden. Kachim of Goyim are a totally different sug. So they're not bar karbonis Yisrael. But I'll go upon him. That's the pshat why a guy is not called a mechuyev kapara, come I say.